Riley Gaines says she confronted Katie Porter over Get Clicks insult. By Paul Bois on May 18, 2023. Swimmer Riley Gaines, an outspoken advocate against transgenders in women's sports, said she personally confronted Representative Katie Porter, DCA, for claiming that she opposes the radical ideology for clicks and popularity. Speaking with Piers Morgan in April, the far-left Katie Porter said that Gaines, who famously lost to transgender swimmer Leah Thomas in the women's 200-meter freestyle event at the NCAA Championships, advocates against transgenders in women's sports for clicks. I think that what she has done is try to turn this. We talked about people becoming, using things to kind of get likes and get clicks, Porter said. On Thursday, Gaines told OutKicks Don't At Me with Dan Dockich that she later confronted Porter over her comments during a visit to Capitol Hill. According to Gaines, Porter fled the scene. We made eye contact, which she very quickly acted like she was on the phone because she didn't want to address me, she said. But I went up to her and I introduced myself and I said, "Hello, Rep. Porter. My name is Riley Gaines." And she looked at me and said, "Congrats on being a competitor." That's what she said. And I said, "I want to address something with you." She turned around and bolted, Gaines continued. Wouldn't even let me get a word out. The disrespect. The audacity to simply turn around and not even acknowledge or take accountability for what she said. And once she turned around, I, of course, followed her. And I said, "This comment you made of doing this for clicks and likes, that is disingenuous and you know this. You know that's not why I'm doing this. Yet, you chose to say that." Porter has issued no statement on Gaines' story. According to Fox News, she had been on Capitol Hill for the unveiling of House Republicans' Women's Bill of Rights legislation. As Breitbart News reported this week, Riley Gaines sounded off on Twitter in response to a recent Adidas ad campaign that featured a male model in a women's one-piece bathing suit. "I don't understand why companies are voluntarily doing this to themselves. They could have at least said the suit is unisex, but they didn't because it's about erasing women. Ever wondered why we hardly see this go the other way?" She wrote, adding, "Women's swimsuits aren't accessorized with a bulge." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.